From the streets of Seoul to the Olympic venues in Beijing, this trip was controversial before it even began. Mr. Bush was originally expected to travel to Seoul several weeks ago, following the G8 summit in Japan. Those plans were changed when Koreans staged massive demonstrations to protest a deal on American beef imports and to show their discontent with their government. Byung-Ki Kim of Korea University in Seoul says it was the wrong time for a presidential visit.
The timing, let's say a month ago, would have been different for President Bush to come in. It's not only playing into a domestic political processes, but to possibly even be utilized politically in a very unproductive manner. It's pure domestic politics and happens anywhere in the world.
Kim says the political climate is still volatile, but has cooled a bit. And he says the Bush visit will show just how well the government can handle its diplomatic responsibilities. The talks in Seoul are likely to focus on matters of trade and finance, as well as the status of American forces in South Korea. But North Korea's nuclear ambitions should dominate the discussions. Derek Mitchell is an Asia policy expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. He calls North Korea a legacy issue for President Bush.
He has a lot on the line, and we're getting to a very difficult period on the issue of verification of the declaration that the North Koreans have provided on their nuclear program.
Mr. Bush is expected to shift focus in Thailand to another world trouble spot, neighboring Burma.
Our message is the United States believes in democracy and freedom.
Professor Titinan Punsudirak of Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University says Mr. Bush may be focusing too much on Burma and not enough on other matters of concern in the region.
When the Bush administration pays attention to Southeast Asia, it's about Burma. So the U.S. Foreign policy under President Bush has really not fully engaged the region.
Thailand is the only Southeast Asian country on the trip, and the president will stay there less than 24 hours. The next day, he will be off to Beijing, where he hopes to play another role, that of sports fan.
I think it'll be good for these athletes who've worked hard to see their president waving that flag.
Derek Mitchell says that may be wishful thinking on the part of the president.
The president simply can't go as a human being enjoying sports. The president goes with the full weight and prestige of the United States when he goes and sits at opening ceremonies and sees the celebration of China.
Critics say Beijing's actions in Tibet and Sudan's Darfur region provide enough reason for a presidential boycott. But Mitchell says once Mr. Bush accepted the invitations from Chinese President Hu Jintao, there was no turning back.
He said he was going immediately. So it was much more difficult for him to backtrack from that without seeming to humiliate or to embarrass the Chinese people in some way.
President Bush has said skipping the games would be an affront to the Chinese. And at a send-off for American Olympians at the White House, he said he cannot wait to cheer them on in person.
I'm fired up to go. I can't wait to salute our athletes. I can't wait to share in the joy of your triumphs.
The president said he sees the U.S. athletes as ambassadors of liberty who will represent America's love for freedom in Beijing. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.